You're listening to SBS News.
In Circleville, Ohio, nothing kicks off the fall festivities quite like the annual pumpkin show. It's been called the greatest free show on earth, and given Americans have been facing the highest level of inflation in 40 years, the free admission is more welcome than ever.
Pumpkin burger, please.
Sure. Okay. Just one.
By the looks of things, the economy appears to be back in full swing.
Three of the pumpkin waffles.
$6, please.
Yet the only thing weighing more than the 1,800-pound pumpkin on some people's minds is the cost of living. And that worries Democrats as they battle to hold on to Congress.
What's happening in Washington is they've forgotten the little people. We care how much it costs to fill our gas tanks. We care about how much eggs are at the grocery store. 18 eggs, $7.85. That is unaffordable.
Not happy with the president, really. He's done nothing since he came into office, really. Total disappointment. Prices going up, you can't eat. You don't have jobs. People don't want to work because they don't want to pay you. Making it hard on everybody.
Inflation remains near a record high, and it shows no signs of slowing. The consumer.
The share of voters focused on the economy and destabilizing inflation, according to polls, is only getting bigger as Election Day draws near. Democrats running for the U.S. House of Representatives and Senate know it is overshadowing some of what they view as the president's legislative successes, including long-awaited action on infrastructure, climate, health care, and student debt. Recently, President Biden was in Ohio at the groundbreaking ceremony for Intel's new massive factory, which will manufacture the semiconductor chips that are as small as a strand of DNA and used to power homes, cars, and computers. Under the CHIPS Act, billions will be invested to make America a global leader in chip manufacturing.
We need to make these chips right here in America to bring down everyday cost and create good jobs.
I'm on the site now, which is just under 1,000 square feet. You can hear the construction crews in the distance hard at work. At this point, this former cornfield has been completely leveled out. There is a giant hole where the first factory will be, but this will take 3 to 4 years to get up and running.
All right, Jenny, ready to get ready for practice?
Yeah.
In the meantime, low-income families continue to be hit hardest by inflation. Jamika Humphreys is a single mother who works three jobs. According to a study on poverty by the Ohio Association of Community Action Agencies, the average worker has less buying power now than in 1968.
Without inflation, I would definitely feel much lighter.
Jamika doesn't yet know how she will vote, but she doesn't exactly give the president a ringing endorsement.
I do not blame Joe Biden for the economy. I do not think he has done a bad job, and I don't think he's done a good job. I think he just does the job.
While there are other issues at play during this election, the economy is the top concern nationally, and it could be what breaks Democrats' hopes this November.